Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Bev. On today's call, we're going to talk about five thought-provoking words that dropped in my spirit while I was in Detroit doing a meeting. And I want to tell you, hear those five words. Title of our teaching: what are you waiting for? It's a question that God asked me several times that night in Detroit. It's a question that he directed me to ask as I was stirred to do so when I'm speaking or talking to folks. Let's look at seven key questions to help us understand what we're waiting for. Number one, why are we here? In other words, why are you here?
That's right.
I don't know why you're here. It's an insult to God. If you don't know it, it's an insult to God. And a lack of obedience to his instructions for your life. When someone tells me they don't know why they were born or what their purpose is, I immediately know they haven't been talking to the right person or asking the right questions. Now, I realize your assignment can be progressive, but scripturally, there's something you should be doing through every transition. You're here to be blessed so you can be a blessing to others, literally to change the world. The best way to change the world is to change what you think. That's what it says in Romans 12, 2. We want you to get a sheet of paper or use your computer to immediately write down seven reasons why you're here, why you were created, what your mission in life is. Let me say it again. Write down immediately seven reasons why you're here, why you were created, and what your mission in life is. Now, don't overthink it. Just start writing. If you think about this question, you'll write what you think sounds good, rather than write immediately what you were thinking about the situation.
Mm-hmm. Number two, second question. What are you waiting for? So, are you waiting for a sign to appear in the heavens? Hey, go do this or that. Are you waiting for an emergency announcement during your favorite television show? Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt our regularly scheduled program to bring you this important announcement. God says it's time for you to rise up off that couch and become what I created and destined you to be. I have placed all the money you need to accomplish your mission. And you know what I'm saying, in the Jehovah's First Savings and Loan, along with a detailed plan of what to do, when, and how. Rise and go forth, and may all be with you. But look, I know that's laughable, but the thing about it is it is our responsibility to be a bearer of, well, good or bad news. First, the bad news is that special announcement's not going to happen. In fact, God is not going to have it written out in the sky, neither is he going to have it show up, you know, through a perfect stranger at your door or send a fax through your work, you know, mail or any other of the things, you know, find a bag full of money to be able to do what you need to do. That's the bad news. But the good news and
yes,
the really great news is he's really already given you everything you need to get started.
Yes.
Plus, he is ready to do a new thing in your life. But what we have to do is be ready to receive it and act on it. Isaiah 43:19 in the Message Bible says, "Be alert, be present. I'm about to do something brand new. It's bursting out. Don't you see it? There it is. I'm making a road through the desert rivers in the Badlands." You know, it takes time. It does, and it's progressive. But regardless of what you perceive as, well, your limitations or even your expectations, God is ready for you to experience a new beginning. And I mean, experience it now. It's time to stop talking, going after him every day, opening yourself up and letting him reveal it to you.
Amen. Number three, when's the best time to get started? Today, right now. This very moment is the best time, the right time for you to decide enough is enough. This is your defining moment when you will decide that you're not going to live the way that you've been living anymore.
Yes.
And defining moments like this, you make a decision to change things. You realize your financial and spiritual environment will not change until you change. And you'll not change until you change the way you think. That's why I love Romans 12:2 in the New Living Translation, which says in part, let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. It's moments like this when you realize the power available to you through scriptures like Ephesians 3:20, Classic Amplified Bible. Listen to what it says. Now to him who, by in consequence of the action of his power that's at work within us, is able to carry out his purpose and do superabundantly far over and above all that we dare ask or think, infinitely beyond our highest prayers, desires, thoughts, hopes, or dreams.
Wow.
We need to realize this is our time. This is our day, right now. We don't need to wait, procrastinate. We need to activate our dreams.
Mm-mm. Number four, what do you need to ensure your success? The first thing everyone needs, really, is to have and seek godly and skillful wisdom in every decision they make. In Judges 18:5, it says, then they said, ask God whether or not our journey will be successful. Good question, all the way around. Always be asking the Lord. The second thing we need to do is properly manage ourselves. Notice I didn't say that you should manage your time. Time is constant. You know, we know there's 60 seconds in a minute, 60 minutes in an hour, 24 hours in a day, 7 days in a week, 52 weeks in a year. Time doesn't change, but we do. That's why we need to manage ourselves and how we utilize the time God's given us. Very popular, Psalm 90, verse 12, Contemporary English Version says, teach us to use wisely all the time we have. And the third thing that we should be doing is that we already have everything we need to be successful. We need to be claiming it. Deuteronomy 28:8 in the Contemporary English Version says, the Lord your God is giving you the land, and he will make sure you are successful in everything you do. Your harvest will be so large that your storehouses will be full. You know, if our future is in front of us, why are we standing still? It's time to bring the future into our present.
That's it.
By planning our goals and working them.
Amen. Number five. Who do you need on this journey? First and foremost, you need the abiding presence of the Holy Spirit. Romans 8:14, for as many as led by the Spirit of God, they're the sons of God. Second, you need to travel with people who can enlighten, encourage, exhort, and edify you. Proverbs 13:20, the Living Bible. Become wise by walking with the wise. Hang out with fools, and watch your life fall to pieces. Mm. If you're moving on up, the one thing you need, let me say it this way, the one thing you don't need is to be in the company of fools. Third, you need to leave the negative people behind. What should you do with negative people? Ignore them, leave them home, or move on to someone else who can share your dream.
Number six, why should you never give up, give in, back down, back up, sit down, quit, or walk away?
I love it.
You know, if you believe in what you've been called to do, if you understand your purpose, the only way that you will ever lose it is by giving it up or giving in or backing down or backing up or sitting down or quitting or walking away. So the point is, never give up. The only way you lose is if you quit. Luke 18:1, New Living Translation. We have quoted it many times. It says, one day Jesus told his disciples a story to show that they should always pray and never give up.
Amen.
So we need to never give in to the desire of the flesh to take the easy way out. To give in to the pressure of the moment, well, the point is this. It's a sin to know what to do and not do it. Romans 6, verse 12, New Living Translation says, do not let sin control the way you live. Do not give in to sinful desires. So we don't quit, even if we make a mistake. You know what? We're going to make mistakes. We fess up, we get up, and we move on. Ecclesiastes 10:4, Message Bible says, if your boss is angry at you, don't quit. A quiet spirit can overcome even great mistakes. You never need to walk away from what you're doing in God's sight. And that is the truth.
Yes, it is. And number 7, what should you be doing along the way? First, most importantly, listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit. Once again, remember the words of Romans 8:14. For as many as led by the Spirit of God, they're the sons of God. Second, write your vision and the critical path you'll take to achieve it. Habakkuk 2:2, Contemporary English Version. Then the Lord told me, I'll give you my message in the form of a vision, Riley, clearly enough to read at a glance. Third, inspect what you expect to prevent defects so your plan can be perfect. Psalm 18:20, Message Bible. God made my life complete when I placed all the pieces before Him. When I got my act together, He gave me a fresh start. Now I'm alert to God's ways. I don't take God for granted. Every day, I review the ways He works. I try not to miss a trick. I feel put back together, and I'm watching my step. God rewrote the text of my life when I opened the book of my heart to His eyes. Fourth, track your progress. Numbers 33:1-2, New Living Translation. At the Lord's direction, Moses kept a written record of their progress. These are the stages of the march, identified by the different places where they stopped along the way. Fifth, seize the moment, seize the day, or it says in Latin, carpe diem. This is the day for each of us to purpose in our hearts to come out of Egypt, in other words, financial bondage and debt, and move into God's revelatory instructions for our finances. Sixth, give God the glory for the great things you'll accomplish. You must testify God's revelatory instructions and the manifestation of the things that He stirred in your spirit and life. Like it says in Revelation 12:11, we overcome the enemy by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. And seventh, remember who's in the foxhole with you when trouble comes. Acts 5:39, Classic Amplified. But if it is of God, you'll not be able to stop or overthrow or destroy them. You might even be found fighting against God. Stop waiting. Stop procrastinating. It's time. Start get moving.
Yeah.
So ask yourself, what are you waiting for? The answer, nothing.
Plan it out and go ahead and work it.
Amen.
Great time to do it.
Hallelujah. Well, until tomorrow morning at 8:30, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts from the Word of God.
We love you. We appreciate you. Bye-bye.